0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. One of the something important that we should be watching, and we don't hear much about what I'm going to present to you today. There's too much going on. But Benjamin Netanyahu, as you know, just recently became the Prime Minister of Israel again. He's the longest-serving Prime Minister since Israel became a nation. This is something that is very disturbing to the present administration, disturbing to the UN, United Nations, are disturbing to the terrorist groups surrounding Israel. It's disturbing to nations in the Middle East. Now, once again becoming prime minister, Netanyahu, because of his ability to study the international personalities of the nations, I'll put it that way, he's able to see trends ahead of time, and he sees a growing resentment of the nations toward Israel. He sees internationally a latent anti-Semitism that he knows eventually is going to erupt, and the hatred of the Jewish people internationally is not off too far off in the distance. Netanyahu, the man is brilliant. He's done more for Israel, I think, personally, since Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin, there are just a few great men in Israel's history as far as the prime ministers go. Benjamin Netanyahu is one. And Menachem Begin is another. That's my view. I have reasons to believe that. It'll take me too many minutes to explain thoroughly why I feel this way. But Netanyahu, from the first time that he became prime minister, he enjoyed, I guess you could say, the power, the spotlight, and he made mistakes. And one of the big mistakes he made was trying to give concessions to the Palestinians to a degree. And it was a mistake. But eventually, once he resumed a second time, he became a little more focused. The third time, even more focused. And Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, is more focused now than ever before. I can see it just in his policies and what he has done and how he has moved his government once again and the Jewish people to once again put him in a position as prime minister. He's good at what he does. He was created for what he does. Now, this is disturbing again, I say, to this administration, disturbing to the United Nations, Arab nations, the terrorist groups, the Palestinians. So this was on January 4th of this year. Netanyahu announces foreign policy change. Israel will now defend its interests instead of bowing to international demands, the newly re-elected prime minister has declared. If you follow me, you know that in the past there are two or three, maybe four times where I have stated that Israel is going to, more than that, that Israel is, there's going to be a campaign. There's going to be a military campaign on Israel's enemies, the terrorists in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Gaza Strip, West Bank, and Western Saudi Arabia. There's going to be a conflict. It's near. We're getting near this point. And when this new tension and this new military action by the terrorists begins, Israel this time will not be interfered with, I guess I could put it one way. Israel is not going to, the nations, the UN, America, the nations are not going to stop Israel in this campaign to rid the nation within and around, surrounding Israel, of the terrorist enemies. Israel will be victorious. Israel will not yield to the wishes of the international community. And right here, I've stated this in the past, Israel will revise foreign policy to make it more consistent with its national policies and not consistent with international policies. Israel is taking a new direction. It has to. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
It's time.
And as I go into the article, I'm going to lay down a thought. Now, within the Israeli government, within Israel, there's simply, you can say the Israel is divided into two halves. Now, we know that there was Israel and there was Judah in the Old Testament. You have two areas of the Jewish people making up the whole of the Jewish people, the families of Israel, Judah and Israel. So Israel has always had this two groups within the nation, within the peoples. And I read an article here just recently, and in the article it phrased it very simply this way. You have the beautiful people and the not beautiful people. I'm using that terminology. You have those that are the individuals and the people in Israel that think they are the ruling powerful class. Then you have the balance of the people, the not so beautiful groups. In America, I guess you could say the same thing. Now, in the last 2 years, you have the beautiful people, those in power that feel they have the right to rule, and the not-so-beautiful people, the others, the undesirables, I guess you could say, the unredeemables. So what's happening in Israel is happening here in this country too. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, in a sense, he is affiliated more with the not-so-beautiful people as with the beautiful people. The last president, Yair Lapid, and some of these others have always, their policies have always benefited the beautiful people. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's in Isaiah chapter 28. And it phrases it a different way, but simply that is the concept. The beautiful people, the not so beautiful people. In America, the beautiful people, the not so beautiful people. Those who believe they have the right and demand the right and demand the rest, the not-so-beautiful people, obey. So Benjamin Netanyahu, he now, as prime minister, he's put in a new cabinet. And this new cabinet now is referred to as the far right, extremists. But the thing is, the extremists, they are wanting the best for all of Israel, not just the beautiful people, for all of Israel. Now, in that principle here in this country, you have also the same philosophy. The not-so-beautiful people want what is best for not just the not-so-beautiful people, but for all the people of this country. But it's too late. We're too late in the game. We passed that point of no return. The beautiful people of this nation, they are in power. And it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be impossible to take that power away out of their hands. Now, going back to Israel. Psychologically, right now, Benjamin Netanyahu, this individual is now in a position, once again, and this time, he has the not-so-beautiful people behind him, and there is quite a bit of, I don't want to say power, support would be a better word, support for him. And just like Vladimir Putin, there is great support for Vladimir Putin by the Russian people and by Russia's continuity of government and by the industries and corporations in Russia. Also, now you're going to see Benjamin Netanyahu in that same principle get more support from the people of Israel, because Benjamin Netanyahu in the near future is going to have to make some very difficult decisions. and I believe he will make the right decisions. The next time there's conflict with the terrorist groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, all of them, next time Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to be dictated to by the international community. He won't be dictated to. Now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who formed a new government, I'm reading from, this was out of RT News. This was on the 4th of January. Netanyahu announces foreign policy change. And I'm telling you, he does have support this time. He's not, the beautiful people, like Yair Lapid, who just left office, this guy was a American bowing the knee to and kissing the hand of the administration. He formed a new government last month. He said on Wednesday, the country will no longer bow its head in response to the world's demands. He told a conference held by the Bitar Zionist movement in Jerusalem. Quote, our voice will be heard in the world, the prime minister said, as he announced, quoting, a revision of foreign relations, among other policy changes. His new formed government is planning to introduce, quoting again, instead of giving in to dictates from the international community, we will proudly uphold our interests in the state of Israel and the land of Israel, end of quote, he added. He did not refer to any specific nation. I'm going to tell you which nation. Empire. The UN. International organizations. The Palestinian Authority. The Arab nations. China. That's who he's referring to. Basically, in a nutshell, he's referring to any nation that will interfere with Israel's policies concerning future conflict. Any nation that will interfere with future conflict, Israel won't hear, will ignore them. They're going to be ignored. America is going to be ignored. The UN is going to be ignored. Neither did he mention the ongoing conflict between Moscow and Kiev. However, the newly appointed Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen announced his country's policy shift on Israel as well. There has been a shift. You see, Zelensky has been wanting Israel to provide the defense weapon Iron Dome so that Zelensky can protect himself from Moscow's, from Russia's air force and air war. And Lapid almost was considering it. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to give away Iron Dome to anybody. Iron Dome, excuse me, Iron Dome was created by the Israelis for the Israelis, not for Zelensky, not for America, not for China. He said that that concerning Ukraine, Israel is going to make fewer public statements on the issue, while still promising significant humanitarian aid to Kiev, meaning basically, meaning more than anything medical supplies, but not as far as military weapons of any kind. He also confirmed that he would be speaking with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, directly this week, which probably is already taking place. Cohen added that there was no replacement for Israeli-U.S. relations and called them one of the nation's top priorities. relations between Russia and Israel took a nosedive under Netanyahu's predecessor, Yair Lapid, who condemned Moscow initially due to its military operation in Ukraine. That caused some problems. Well, right now, Israel, the problems are going to be the terrorist groups surrounding Israel and Damascus, Syria, Iran. That is what Israel is focusing on. Israel doesn't want conflict presently with Russia. That conflict will come after Israel deals with the terrorists around surrounding her nation. That'll come in the future. But right now, there's only you fight one battle at a time. And the battle that's coming is the terrorist group surrounding Israel and the flow of arms from Iraq to Syria to Damascus into Lebanon. Israel is watching all of this. Now, this is going to cause strains. It has caused already a strain in relationships between the Biden administration and Israel. And this is a conflict now. Now, you remember, during the time of Barry Satoro, when Biden was the vice president, Israel and America, it was nothing more than polite gestures between the two nations. But Netanyahu did not trust Biden, did not trust Barry Satoro, could not, did not, would not, and will not trust this individual that is still doing and carrying out the policies of Barry Satoro. Even though Satoro has been out for almost 6 years, he really hasn't been out. He's just been in the back, hidden. He's been in his basement with his stuff, still very, very involved in the policies of this nation. Very, very involved. If you knew to what extent, you'd go crazy. You'd go mad. You'd go insane. You wouldn't believe it. So, now I'm going to go to another article. This is sfgate.com. Biden faces Israel quandary with the Netanyahu government. I got to put my glasses on this one. No, I don't. I'm good. Now, this was 3 days later on January 7th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government is a little more than a week old, but it's already giving the Biden administration headaches. Days into the mandate, a controversial member of Netanyahu's right-wing cabinet riled U.S. diplomats with a visit to a Jerusalem holy site that some believe may be a harbinger of other contentious moves, including vast expansion of Jewish settlement construction on land claimed by the Palestinians. Now, in the book of Zechariah, it says that Jerusalem is going to be I'll think about it and I'll get back to you after the break. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gotspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Okay, as I left the last segment, I was trying to think of what Zechariah had to say about Jerusalem, and he said Jerusalem would be like a heavy stone, like a huge stone, and anybody would try to move it or mess with it would hurt themselves. And those that try to destroy Jerusalem, they will be destroyed. This is the city of the great king who dwells in heaven, but it is his spot on earth for the Jewish people, for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, let's see, going back to the article again, sfgate.com, Biden faces Israel quandary with a new Netanyahu government. This is a new individual that just took office. They are going to have their hands full, this administration. Netanyahu's government adopted punitive measures against the Palestinians that run in direct opposition to several recent Biden moves to boost U.S.-Palestinian relations, including restoring assistance to the Palestinian Authority that had been cut during the Trump administration and allowing Palestinian officials to visit the United States. The new government is an unwelcome complication for a Biden national security team seeking to shift attention away from the Middle East and toward rivals like China and Russia. They're trying to shift attention away from the Middle East. I mentioned yesterday that the Middle East, this is where the conflict is going to be. I simply can say it in a simple way, because this is where the War of Armageddon is going to take place. It won't take place in Ukraine. It won't take place on American land, in America. It won't take place in China. It will take place in the Middle East. It also comes, excuse me, it also comes as Republicans take control of the House of Representatives and are eager to cast Biden as unfriendly to Israel ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Listen, it is known in Washington, D.C. that Biden has never at any time been a friend of Israel. Never. If anything, he has been a great enemy, along with the individual that he served from 2008 to 2016. They were never a friend of Israel. In fact, Barry Satoru, Obama, his intentions were to move in and occupy Syria. And the strategy would be, you occupy Syria, you can control basically the northern part of the Middle East. You can hinder Russia in any attempts to do anything in the Middle East. And then you can put American military right there on the shores in the land of Syria, just next door to Israel. And we have a military base in Iraq, and a big fortified military base. And here we would have another base along the Mediterranean. So that was the objective of the Obama administration. It didn't come to pass. Russia was involved, assisting Bashar Assad. And Russia's been a pretty good friend to Assad. Now, going on with the article. Oh, another thing. Let me say this. Concerning Biden in the 2024 election. Go to the casinos and bet big money that Biden will not be the new, that he will not have a second term. He won't have a second term. Because he doesn't have a first term. He's not the legal president. He wasn't elected. He's a usurper. He's usurped that position. It was taken by a cabal and given to him. He's not the president. Donald Trump, constitutionally, is still the president. Using legal, legally, according to the laws of the land, which are not followed. So he won't get a second term because he doesn't have a first term. So, bracing for more turmoil, Biden is dispatching his national security advisor to Israel in mid-January, which is going to take place shortly, in a bid to forestall potentially deepening rift between his administration and its top Middle East partner. No, the rift is going to get wider. The tear is going to the bigger. That visit by Jake Sullivan may be followed by other high-level trips to Israel, including one by Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. The message will go beyond warnings about inflaming tensions. They can rant and rave all they want. Blinken, they can do whatever they want. But you see, Netanyahu is going to make sure that his nation within, the adversary within, is not going to accomplish terrorist acts within. And the enemy without. So in war, you have always two. You have the enemy within. You have the adversary within, the enemy without. That's just the way that war is. In and out. Their message, okay, they're not going to stop. As much as they try to, they can beg, plead, try to bribe Netanyahu to not expand the building in the areas that are truly owned by Israel. The international community, they realize the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, these areas truly are owned by Israel. They won't admit it, they won't acknowledge it, but they know that this is true. That the Arab people within Israel, they're just strangers, and they're allowed to, if they follow the laws and abide by the laws, they are allowed to live in peace, which has benefited many Arab people. We'll be back in a second to continue. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
I'm trying to get through this article, but I don't know if I'll be able to. So I'm going to abbreviate what's happening in the Middle East. Now that Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister once again, the Biden administration realizes that there is nothing basically they can do at this time to keep Netanyahu and his right-wing government from doing what they desire. They're going to build. They're going to expand. They're going to basically tell, and they are telling the international community that Israel is not going to be the tail. Israel is going to trade, dialogue, work with the other nations as an equal, not as someone who is going to be led around by the United Nations, by the United States, by the United Arab Emirates. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu is saying that Israel now, as a nation, is in a situation where their land is secure, and Netanyahu knows it. Israel, as a nation, has never been so secure, to the point where if all of the terrorist groups at one time, in a collective fashion, decides to engage in all-out war, Netanyahu is confident that Israel will be victorious. And it won't be a prolonged conflict. This won't be like Ukraine. It won't be a year long. It won't be 6 months. It won't be 3 months. It might be a 30-day, it's not going to be a skirmish. I wouldn't be presenting it to you correctly if I say skirmish. It's going to be a war like Israel has never fought. They fought a war in the 1945, 6, 7, and 8, which was all-out war. And they were fighting not for their survival. They were fighting for their existence. They were in the throes to become a nation, and it happened. This time, they're going to be in a war to clear the surrounding nations of these groups that have continually caused them. There's always been conflict. There's always the thought that you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And Benjamin Netanyahu has just made it clear to the nations that Israel is not going to be the tail anymore. They're not going to be dictated to. Israel is a nation that is very, very powerful in the Middle East, a nation that is not afraid to engage with Iraq. I'm sorry, not Iraq. I keep saying Iraq. I mean Iran. I apologize. Iran. Israel's not so much in any conflict with Iraq. It's in conflict with Iran. And Israel will, as they watch what's developing in Iran with their nuclear program, if there are certain steps it gets to, Israel will respond. And one thing Israel will do, if it has to, is it will just take out their facility. Now, eventually, after the initial conflict where Israel just basically eliminates all of the threats surrounding, the threats out of Damascus, the threats in Syria, the threats in Lebanon, the threats in Jordan, present-day Jordan to the east, in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank. The threats within and without are going to be dealt with. There aren't going to be any threats any longer. I am presenting this to you from what the Bible says and the conflict that is coming for the Christian people, for the non-Christian people. You can read Psalm 83. It is in Psalm 83. It is a prophecy about the time that we live in right now. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, there is a conflict that Russia will have with other nations descending upon the area in the mountains of present-day Jordan to occupy Israel, to take over Israel and to rule over Israel that sits on the west side of the Jordan River. In the conflict that Netanyahu and the Israeli military will take over and invade and occupy present-day Jordan. This is why this is so important. I decided with all that I've been watching, I'd like to cover so many things, but this here I had to cover. It is very important that I cover this so that as the weeks and the months come and go, you're going to see the conflict continue to fester and escalate in the Middle East, and America knows what's coming, and they're trying to nip it in the bud. They won't get it this time. Benjamin Netanyahu's prime minister. He won't listen.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, folks. JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of one-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So, I tried to, in a nutshell, just present something important that we should watch. You won't hear much in the news. Israel is not on the front page in this country, but still, what is happening now that Benjamin Netanyahu has become prime minister one more time. Again, I think this will be his last time. This will be it for Benjamin. But Benjamin, I believe, is the individual, the prime minister that is going to be in the will be the prime minister when the conflict comes with the Hamas, Hezbollah, that are being directed out of Syria, out of Damascus, also in Lebanon, these strongholds up north. As time goes on, they Once again, they've had, 2 years roughly plus to rearm from the last conflict. Well, in that time, Israel has continued to work on and perfect the Iron Dome. Not only that, but Israel has been able to manufacture the arms that are going to be needed, the munitions that are going to be needed for this coming conflict. Israel, Israel is ready. They was ready last time, proven. So Israel will be ready. They will have the armament that they need. I can't remember the percentage. Their Iron Dome, I don't know how much longer they could have continued stopping what was outside the nation trying to come in over the through the air. I don't know what how much they depleted of the existing Iron Dome weapons that they had. But this next time, they will have, again, even more, it will be more sophisticated. They will be able to protect themselves. And this time, to take over, can you imagine what is going to be needed for the Israeli forces, the IMF, not the IDF, to move into present-day Jordan and secure that nation? This is how ready they are. You can't see it. Nobody's telling you about it. The Israeli people don't know about it. But Benjamin Netanyahu, this is why he is very confident. He's not arrogant. Don't take confidence for arrogance. Two different creatures. He's confident. He has a strategy. He has a plan. He has the people. You could say that Israel presently has its continuity of government in place in the political side of it, as well as militarily, as well as intelligence. And this time with Netanyahu, again, I emphasize that the United Nations is not going to dictate a thing to him. The United States will not be able to dictate anything to him. Not Blinken, not any of these Biden's, the men that Biden sends over, they're not going to dictate a thing to Benjamin Netanyahu or his new cabinet. So, for today, podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com, and talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.